targeted by members of a minority sect in southern Syria. The Israeli army has said the fighter jets struck adjacent to the area of the palace of President Ahmad al-Sharaa. Pro-government Syrian media outlets have said the strike hit close to the palace on a hill overlooking the city. The strike comes after days of clashes between pro-Syrian government gunmen and fighters who belong to the Druze minority sect near the capital. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz have said the strike was a message to Syrian leaders. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Dow futures up 368 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive understands that bond between you and your boat, but imagine if something happened to it. Without the boat, you're just Tina with too much boat knowledge. Sure, it's helpful on the water, but with no boat, you're someone who talks way too much about knots, and no one cares what a jib is anyway. Boat Tina could get away with it because she has a boat. So make sure your boat is insured. Get Progressive, America's number one boat insurer, and then go back to being you, Tina, who owns a boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A Woodlawn High School student is hospitalized after being struck by a car on Thursday afternoon. The student was crossing Security Boulevard near the school at the time of the accident. Principal Jamel Jernigan sent a letter to parents describing the incident as serious, but no further details have been released. Baltimore County Police are investigating the crash. The 40th annual Fallen Heroes Day observance will take place this afternoon at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens in Timonium. The ceremony begins at 1 p.m. at the Fallen Heroes Memorial to honor Maryland police, firefighters, emergency medical, and rescue personnel who have died in the line of duty. This year, a murdered Maryland parole agent will be among those honored. Agent Davis Martinez was killed last year during a monthly check-in with a violent sex offender in Chevy Chase. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to RapidRadios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A quick scan of the Orioles' early season batting averages, and the only thing you can say is, how is this even possible? Three starters, Mountcastle, Rutschman, and Henderson at 228 or less. Two others, Westberg and O'Neill, on the IL at 217 and 215, respectively. The manager sums it up.
It hasn't gone smooth at all. It's been a tough month. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do rotation-wise. We have a lot of work to do offensively.
The Hope 4 May turnaround begins tonight. Dean Kramer and Michael Wacha for Kansas City. 7:05 first pitch at Camden Yards. CBS Sports releasing its post-NFL draft AFC power rankings, and the Ravens clock in at number one, citing Baltimore's ability to keep left tackle Ronnie Stanley, sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and then draft the best rookie safety in Malachi Starks and a top pass rusher in Mike Green. GM Eric DaCosta saying the plan going in was to shore up the defense.
Well, I think, you know, we went into it thinking maybe that we would allocate some resources to that side of the football. I think we got some great football players at important positions, guys that can make plays on the football.
Auto racing this weekend, NASCAR at the Texas Motor Speedway, Saturday at 2, the Miami Grand Prix set for this Sunday at 4. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a late scratch for the Derby. And that is Time on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
With winds out of the southwest, the high today should approach 87 with an occasional shower or thunderstorm. That'll also be the case during the evening. Partly cloudy overnight as the low drops down to 64. Then a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms increasing tomorrow, the high of 86, and more rain Sunday with a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Dundalk, 71 in Owings Mills, and 68 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. What are some of your plans? Are you going to go see the Orioles play? Look, you could be the good luck charm that they lead. They've been doing okay, right, the past couple of days, Brian, the producer? 2 out of 3. That's good enough. That's good enough. Look, they're doing better than Governor Wes Moore. Like I said, he's 0 out of 4 of keeping good jobs in Maryland. We'll get into that in just a bit. We were talking about Kilmar Armando Obrego Garcia. Shout out to Sharon with letting us know his other name is in between there. Oh, man, this guy. You know, he's really come to be my favorite MS-13 gang member. You know, I just... It's so sad that we're actually talking about this guy, but this is where we are because of the Democrat Party. Well, I wanted to just read you this email real quick that I got from Liz. Liz, good morning to you. Because we were talking about Kilmar, Obrego Garcia, whatever. We were talking about Kilmar getting pulled over on his way from Texas to Maryland in his boss's car, as he said, to the police officer. And he didn't have any documentation, no license, no nothing. No nothing. They just let him go. Well, here's what Liz says. She says, my daughter was pulled over on the Interstate 70 to be exact, and her insurance had lapsed. The officer would not let her drive her car. So he left her and my grandson and the grand dog on the side of the interstate, and then I had to go and pick them up, and we had to have the car towed home. Yeah, Liz, that's usually what happens, okay? The most trouble I got in my life when it comes to the law is I had a suspended license. And I was about, I guess, 23 years old, and I had no idea. So my mail, a lot of my mail was still going to my parents' house, and I just wasn't picking it up because I think I told you guys before, I don't do credit cards, so I didn't think I had anything to really pick up. Well, my mom, she would call occasionally and say, Kim, come get your mail. We've got your mail here, you know. But, you know, it's your mom. You're just like, all right, whatever, I'll get over there. Well, anyways, my license was suspended, and I got pulled over in the Annapolis area. And the officer was like, no, you can't drive. Your license is suspended. And now you're going to have to show up in court. And I had to deal with all of that. And, you know, that was from having a suspended license. Now, looking at Mr. Obrego Garcia, here he is. No license at all. Could not give his name. No documentation. No insurance. No nothing. No registration. Wasn't his car. And they let him go with a bunch of illegal immigrants sitting there with him in the car. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But we're going to, like I said, we're going to put a pin on it for now. I was talking earlier about, Cliff Maloney and the fact that we do need to knock a lot of doors in Maryland if we're going to make any changes in the midterms. And Marty did text in. He says, good luck with the gerrymandered districts in Maryland. Look at what is coming to the county, Baltimore County, that is. And wait until the new council districts kick in. And the new school board districts in the Baltimore County area. Yeah, Marty, this is a nightmare waiting to happen. Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully we can get Delegate Nino Mangione on the show soon to talk about this map. I think many of us knew that they were going to try to draw it in a way where Democrats would outweigh Republicans time and time again in Baltimore County. And it looks like they successfully have done that. I just wonder if this is something that we could take to court, if this is something that you know, even if we knocked doors, I know it's, you know, some of these districts are going to be D+3, D+4, things like that. You know, is there a way to overcome it? I don't know. But you're right. It is not looking too great in Baltimore County, Marty. You're absolutely right on that. I do want to talk about Governor Westmore. And we're talking about Westmore today, not because he's ruining the state of Maryland. That's a given. We already know that. You know that. I know that. You know, like I know, that he is ruining the state of Maryland. Okay? That's a fact. Unfortunately, it is not a fact on the national level. So you got people like George Clooney, the ladies on the panel at The View. You know, you've got anchors on MSNBC, and they're all praising St. Westmore, and they're telling everybody he's so great. He's doing a bang-up job in Maryland. He's amazing. And he's sitting there on the panel, and I'm going to play the audio here for you in a second, but I just want you to imagine, if you will, close your eyes and imagine Joy Behar looking lovingly into Governor Westmore's eyes, because that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. She couldn't take her eyes off of him. It was a little cringy, to be honest with you. Take a listen.
You sound very presidential to me today.
He always has sounded presidential.
You know, but Democrats have been in a bit of disarray. We know that. I mean, they're having problems. A lot of it self-inflicted, probably. I don't know. But you've emerged as a promising new face of the Democratic Party and a possible contender for 2028. Now, even George Clooney has said, I wish he would talk about me that way. He said, you're a proper leader. And, quote, someone we could all join in behind. I believe that's true. I think that means you have to run. Are you going to run?
I am not running.
You're not?
I'm not running.
It's saying that. You're saying that for sure?
I'm not running.
He's not running today.
Most politicians do not say things like that. It's too early. I mean,
he's doing a pretty bang up job in Maryland. Yeah. I lived in Maryland for 2 years.
Yeah, but what if we really, wait a minute, what if we really, really, really need you?
I'm really excited about the work that's happening right now in the state of Maryland.
He's killing it there.
Yeah, I mean, things in Maryland, when you look at everything from labor force participation, the fact that Maryland is now the first state in the country that has a service year option for all of our high school graduates.
That so much.
And all of them now have a year of service where they can find the thing that makes their heart beat a little bit faster.
The city has a match for first-time homeowners.
That's exactly right.
For the down payment, I was able to buy my first home in Baltimore City.
Yes.
Because of that.
And I mean, the work that we're doing, we passed the most aggressive housing package of any Maryland governor in recent history to make sure we can make more people and turn them into renters, into homeowners.
But what you're saying is what makes good presidents.
Joy, let the man live.
All right. And yes, Joy, let the man live. You know, even her co-hosts there were like, all right, Joy, back up a little bit. Just a little bit. The man is married. Well, anyways, as you heard there was a lot going on, right? He did mention the year of service. If you heard him say, oh, yeah, we're the first ones to do the year of service. And I told you on the show plenty of times, I actually appreciate the fact that he's doing that. That's the one thing that he's done that I actually do like. There are a lot of kids graduating or even in high school today. We don't have really the guidance counselors guiding these kids, but they don't know exactly where they want to go in life. And sometimes I think being exposed to those positions, those jobs, you know, I think it's very helpful. And I know they have youth works in Baltimore City, but they don't have youth works across the state. And so I tip my hat to Governor Westmore on having this year of service and having this program where these kids can figure out exactly what they want to do, especially those that don't want to go to college. And so he used that talking point rather than saying quantum computing is going to be home here. Remember, so he's had to pivot very quickly on a lot of his talking points, because now we know that quantum computing is going to be headquartered. The hub is going to be in Tennessee. It's not going to be here at all. Another piece of this. And you know what? Real quick, before we keep going, I want to make sure you know that right now at WCBM.com, the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate is, do you think Westmore is preparing for a presidential run? Now, I know we've asked this question before, but yesterday, like I noted, he was in New York City. He wasn't just on The View. He was also on The Breakfast Club. And I'm pretty sure that he's probably did some podcasts that haven't hit, the web yet. Because usually those podcasts, a lot of them are not live, right? They're taped. And so we most likely will see that he's done even more on the national scene next week. And, you know, is it in your view that he really is gearing up for 2028? I mean, sure, he can run here for 2026 and run for re-election, but, you know, say he does another 2 years. He can walk right over and try to take the White House in 2028. I don't think he'll be successful in it, especially if people are really looking at what he's done here in Maryland thus far. And that's kind of also what I wanted to get to. You heard Sunny Houston say that he's doing a bang-up job in Maryland. I thought that was a very interesting way to describe it, because I would describe it the same way. He's doing a bang-up job here in Maryland. Yes, he's terrible. But she also noted that she has been living in Baltimore for 10 years. And she used the match program where if you purchase a home in Baltimore, and it is one of those vacant homes that you can revitalize, you can match, the state would match you as far as how much money you would spend and helping you out with some of the costs, whether it's to, you know, revitalize or what have you. I thought that was a very interesting statement. Sunny Houston is a multimillionaire. Her husband, in his own right, is a multimillionaire, even though he's facing RICO charges right now. I don't know if you guys saw that. He's facing RICO charges. I don't know all the details there, but he is. Why on earth would these multimillionaires need a match program to purchase a home in Baltimore City? They wouldn't. They wouldn't. So either they're lying, or there are loopholes in this match program that need to be taken a look at, or she's using it as a rental property. She's not really living there, and maybe she was able to get a deal there. I don't know. But I thought that was very interesting that she kind of volleyed that up. And it seemed to me that she was trying to help Wes Moore with his talking points. Because, you know, in front of her, she's got this sheet of paper and she's going down the list. You can see her. She's going down the list. And they obviously have talking points in front of them for Wes Moore, which is not unusual. It's not unusual. When you have a guest on the show, usually you get their media kit, their press package, and they have all these things noted there on what they're working on or what they've done and this and that and the fourth, right? So that's not like anything, you know, suspicious. But she threw that out there, and the way she did it is saying that she took advantage of it. I mean, I want to do a deeper dive on that. Why would we be matching anything with taxpayer dollars for multimillionaires? Why would we do something like that? So anyways, that's my homework for over the weekend. So hopefully on Monday I'll have some answers for you. But I thought that was strange. Really did. Now, of course, Governor Wes Moore is not going to say that he's running for office, especially not right now, as he is going to run for re-election, obviously, in the gubernatorial race. Because as soon as you verbally say something like that, you commit, the FEC looks at that as a verbal commitment. And then you are considered, even though you haven't filed, you are considered then a candidate. So he cannot say that he's running for the Oval Office in 2028. He can't. Legally, he cannot. He can't. And so I know they were trying to press him on that, but you can't. You can't do it. And I thought it was interesting because he tried to really skirt around it the best way he can. If you have the opportunity to look at the clip, it's circulating on X, and you can tell that he wasn't trying to make eye contact as he was saying, no, I'm absolutely not running. No, I'm not talking. You know, he didn't do any of that. But I wanted to play for you, if I could, when we get back. I want to play for you the clip of myself on The View in 2020. And, of course, this is during COVID. And so this was done virtually. So I was in D.C. You know what? I think I was at Fox News, actually. And they were doing this virtual thing. And so Whoopi Goldberg wasn't there that day. But you had Anna Navarro. You had Meghan McCain, which she was still on the show. The young lady, Sarah, I never can remember her last name. The blonde. I can never remember who she is. I don't know what it is about her. No, that's not Hasselback. No, that was the blonde before this blonde. But anyways, so yeah. So she was there. And then Sunny Houston. Now, Sunny and Joy, they were the ones tasked with being really condescending. And, you know, there were good cops, bad cops. So Meghan McCain was a good cop. And Joy Behar and Sunny Houston, they were the bad cops. Well, anyways, when we get back, we're going to play that clip because I can show you just how different that was. And then I go back to Sunny Houston's comment that she had been living in, and she said to Wes Moore there, she's been living in Baltimore for 10 years. Well, if you hear Sunny when she talks to me, She said, I used to live in Baltimore, but that interview was done 5 years ago. Again, does it add up? Does it add up? So Sonny's either a huge liar or, you know, and I think that's probably what it goes down to. But just think about that. They're going above and beyond to make him look like he's this great guy. So we get back. I'll play that clip for you. And then we'll talk about Governor Westmore being 0-4 right now. All right. All that and more coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades. And now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Please welcome Kim Klesick. Megan, you have the first question for Kim.
Kim, I'm so happy to see you here. I was actually the person that wanted you to come on, and I saw your campaign ad. It's been viewed over 12 million times and even caught the eye of President Trump, who retweeted it and later endorsed you. You're getting a lot of traction, a lot of buzz, rising star. What is it about your candidacy that you think is making so many waves and getting so much attention?
Well, I think a lot of people can resonate with the fact that I'm just basically telling the truth. You know, we have issues in many major cities across the country. And in Baltimore City, we have over 17,000 vacant homes. We don't have career opportunities. We have a poor education system. And we have a lot of crime and violence that you can actually relate back to the blight. So we have issues that we need to fix. I look at members of Congress and I watch them take a vacation while everyone was dealing with the pandemic and loss of businesses, you know, being laid off, and they're taking a vacation, still getting a check, and allowed that second stimulus bill to just sit on their desk. So I wanted to run for Congress and basically give people a chance to have real representation.
Kim, you have a big tide to turn because Baltimore is a city where Democrats have been in charge for 53 years, and as recently as April, you lost a special election to fill Elijah Cummings' seat, which he held for 24 years. So why should people vote for you? Give us your best sales pitch. Why you? Why now?
Well, I do want to point out, you know, the seat did not belong to Congressman Cummings. It belongs to the residents of Maryland's District 7. But I want to represent people in all parts of the district. You know, when the video came out, people were saying, well, why are you picking the bad parts of the district? You know, it's not picking the bad parts. You know, if I'm going to represent this district, I need to represent everyone equally. Obviously, there are disparities. We know that President Trump sent $15.7 billion to Baltimore City in 2018, and we don't know where that money has gone. You know, 17,000 vacant homes, if you even rehab those at $150 a pop, you would have rehabbed over 104,000 homes already. So that money is missing, and we need somebody in there to not only find it, but implement it to where it's supposed to go. And so I want to be that person.
Well, I lived in Baltimore City, and I know that's a city that you've never lived in, even though you're running to represent the district in Maryland. But Sarah mentioned Elijah Cummings. What do you think is his greatest accomplishment, and how would you build on his legacy?
Well, I've been working in Baltimore City, just so you know, for the past 8 years with my nonprofit, getting women employed. We've employed over 200 women. 30% went on to be financially independent. And I have a lot of love for Baltimore City, so I will continue that work. But as far as Congressman Cummings, I'm pretty sure he did a lot for the city and for the residents. But for the past 20 years, you see it deteriorate, you know? And so I know he was very sick there in the end. You know, we got to get somebody in there that is just ready to roll up their sleeves and get the work done. So I would never speak badly about Congressman Cummings. You can see on the internet, I have pictures with him. But at the same time, you know, we got to get the work done.
You know, Kim, you mentioned just a minute ago that where did the money go? My understanding is that the Democrats passed a second stimulus bill, but Republicans blocked it. How do you answer that?
Did they block it, or do they want a certain amount of money and things going towards, you know, basically the people in America? You know, there was a lot of other issues written in the stimulus bill, and really the stimulus bill should be those that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic, no?
Well, yes, but they blocked the bill.
Maybe they should
get with the program and realize in your party that people are needing the money right now and get off their high horse. So here's my question. At an ABC town hall this week, a black pastor confronted Trump about his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, asking him, when has America ever been great for the black community in America? How would you answer that question?
Yeah, so this is the greatest country in the world. That's why we have so many people coming to this country. We have immigrants, you know, entering the country illegally just to get here because this is a land of opportunity. You know, we have the education. There are career opportunities in other areas, maybe just not in Baltimore City. But this is a great country, and it has been for a very long time.
I wonder then, if it's such a great country and has been for such a long time, why we need to make it great again? I agree with you. It's a great country, and it's already great. It doesn't need to be made great again. But I have a question for you. I'm wondering if either from before his time as president or now as president, whether it was the calling of the death penalty for the Central Park Five, now the exonerated five, or the lawsuit by HUD against the Trump Organization in the 70s for housing discrimination, or the many things he has said and done as president. Is there anything that you take issue with or that you find racist in what Trump has done in his life before or after the presidency?
No, I don't. I find that President Trump has shown nothing but, you know, the opposite of racism. You know, each year, HBCUs had to go to Congress to ask for money. You know who made that permanent so they don't have to ask each year? That would be President Trump. You know who tackled prison reform and criminal justice? The first step back, that would be President Trump. You know who's investing $75 billion into opportunity zones in cities that were neglected by Democrats? That would be President Trump. So I would say, and I know Sonny has said this before when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was on the show, you know, let's look at policy over personality. And from what I could tell, the president's been doing a great job, especially for the black community.
The exonerated five might disagree with you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, then. So
the exonerated five
might disagree
with you.
And then they would, I mean, we could
we'll
all agree
with Kim
and disagree
Klasick
sometimes.
When we come back. Hang on, ladies. Hang on. We'll be back.
That's how The View welcomed me on the show. A little different than how they welcomed Governor Wes Moore, yes? A little bit different. It's interesting because, you know, again, that was in 2020 and I was running for the 7th District where Ifume currently sits. And we still have the same issues. He hasn't fixed anything or done anything in the last 5 years. But that's how they welcomed me. It went on even further than that. Sonny Houston started yelling and screaming. I didn't point out that Joy Behar was wearing blackface at one point in time. It went off the rails. It really did. But as you can hear there, I was trying my best to be polite. I didn't say anything disparaging about the late Congressman Elijah Cummings. I thought I was really nice. Really. All right, we're going to discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At every turn, it seems there's a judge somewhere ready to thwart President Trump's plans to deport illegal aliens. In this case, a Trump-appointed jurist says the president cannot rely on a wartime law to send some South Americans home to Venezuela. Secretary of State Rubio taking on more responsibilities, at least for the time being. President naming him interim national security advisor after announcing plans to nominate Mike Waltz as America's UN ambassador. NPR and PBS may have to hold more of those on-air fundraisers now that President Trump is terminating taxpayer funding for the public broadcasters. President threatening sanctions on anyone buying oil from Iran. The warning comes after planned talks between the U.S. and Iran over the Iranian nuclear program were postponed. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher this morning. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds with a day off yesterday, an opportunity to contemplate a 12-18 March and April, a mark that finds them 5.5 back of New York in the AL East. Tonight, they face the Royals at 7:05, taking on one of the hottest hitters in the American League.
Junior hits it well, deep into the right field corner. Meisner turns.
Yes!
Gone for a two-run home run.
I just got goosebumps.
Call courtesy of Royals TV. Bobby Witt Jr. extending his hitting streak to 22 games with that two-run shot as the Royals pound the Rays yesterday in Tampa. 8-2 was the final. Dean Kramer at 2-4 with a 7.04 ERA takes the hill tonight. Ravens unveil their rookie class this weekend in Owings Mills, shoring up the defense with their top two picks, safety Malachi Starks and edge rusher Mike Green. Head coach John Harbaugh says they'll stand out this weekend.
These first two guys, defensive guys, you're going to notice them. When we get out there the first day, Malachi's going to be, he's going to be flying around taking charge. And Mike's going to be flying around. He won't be calling defenses back there, but he'll be coming off the edge, and he's physical against the run.
Derby news, Bob Baffert trainee Rodriguez is a late scratch from Saturday's race because of a foot bruise. Baeza will replace him at 12-1. The favorite is still journalism at 3-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ed Hale says being governor could be a blast. And that is Stein on Sports.
The high today should approach 87 with a mix of clouds and sunshine and winds out of the southwest. There may be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up from this afternoon and through the evening hours, and then partly cloudy overnight with a low down to 64. The chance of rain will increase during the week, and a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Tomorrow, the high near 86, a little bit cooler and still wet on Sunday to wrap up the weekend with some more showers and thunderstorms as the high temperature eventually hits the mid to upper 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness, and they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Didn't mean to bore you there with my old old interview there with the ladies from The View. But as you heard there, Sunny Houston and Joy Behar, they were not happy that I was on the show, and they were not happy that I was running in the 7th District and I had that viral campaign ad. And I will say it was interesting because we weren't going to accept the invitation. And they had actually reached out I would say at least 3 weeks before we actually decided to go on the show. And we made the decision because we were thinking, okay, we got to reach the other side of the aisle. We weren't really getting a ton of local press. I mean, we were on Fox 45 a lot, obviously, but the other channels, you could tell, they didn't want to really shine any light on what we were talking about. So we're like, okay, well, if we're going to get to the other side of things, we're going to have to try to go on these other networks like ABC where The View is to see if, you know, to hopefully be able to talk to that audience and they'll hear more about my platform. Well, anyways, that was the interview. We didn't talk a whole lot about my platform at all. It was mostly about President Trump. And like I said, the interview, I actually came back after the commercial break, which was odd because they didn't have me scheduled to do more than one segment, right? So it sounded to me that they weren't so happy that I was answering the questions as calmly as possible. So when they came back from commercial break, Joy Behar came back and just started yelling. And you could tell they wanted to get me riled up and very emotional. And like in a screaming match, it was crazy that Sunny Houston, she's like spinning around in her chair saying, wow, wow, yelling over me and said, the black community didn't vote for you. It was clearly like, you know, it was a setup. It was an ambush. And, you know, we just handled it the best way we could. And it is what it is. And you know what? To this day, I still don't know whether or not Meghan McCain was genuine with saying, oh, I wanted you on the show in a nice way. I still don't know because Meghan McCain, finding out after the fact, she was not a fan at all. And I wonder if she was really just part of the setup because she was the one that I guess that initially reached out through Betty Johnson and the Turning Point kids that did the campaign ad. It was very odd. It was an odd situation. I don't regret going on the show. And I think at that time, you know, not having media training, I think I did the best that I could at that time. But, you know, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. I got a text here from Tiffany in the county. Tiffany says, good morning, Kim. I saw that interview with Governor Wes Moore, and I don't buy it either. He also said that Maryland has the lowest unemployment numbers in the nation and that he had done so much for fired federal workers, but both can't be true. He is going to run for president. Democrats will try to run him or AOC. They're going to try to get the black male and Hispanic vote back. Those are just my thoughts. Tiffany, I think you're spot on there. And you're right. A lot of the things that he said did not make sense. And I think that's why Sunny was doing her best to try to help him with the talking points because he was kind of going off the rails. He also went on X after the interview and he said that juvenile crime is down. Well, my friend, Mr. Betzel, who also commented on Governor Wes Moore's post, and I commented, and I said, well, where'd you get these juvenile crime numbers? And Mr. Betzel was like, yeah, because those records, again, are sealed. And that is correct. For people to say that juvenile crime is down, they don't have the accurate numbers from DJS. They cannot claim that. But they will say that because they'll say, okay, the homicide numbers are down in Baltimore City. The non-fatal shootings numbers are down in Baltimore City. You know, they'll say those kind of things. They'll say, oh, carjackings could be down in Baltimore City. Again, all of those numbers can be fudged. Right. And that's a lot of times what they do. And if you listen to even Mayor Brandon Scott, because he was just celebrating that there's only been 5 homicides in Baltimore City in the month of April, which he can celebrate that for sure. But if you notice, every time he talks about it, he says as recorded. He never says there has only been 5 homicides. Full stop. Right. He says as recorded. Because I am one to believe that there are most likely even instances where there are drug overdoses that could have also been homicides by other means, like as far as strangulation or, you know, who knows what the instance could be. But I guarantee you they are noting those as overdoses. And this is just from what I'm hearing kind of like on the street. Okay, so as recorded is something that he has to say each and every time. So, you know, they're able to fudge it. Is it no doubt that the April numbers in Baltimore City are down and it's, you know, a historic number? Absolutely. Absolutely. I would believe, and I was surprised. I thought Mayor Brandon Scott would be doing the national press tour with that homicide number. I didn't think I would see Governor Wes Moore doing the national press. I thought Mayor Scott could take a good victory lap on that. And, of course, this is after last night. Not sure if you heard about it, but there was a triple shooting right in Woodlawn in Baltimore County. Baltimore County's numbers have gone up significantly. And, again, that's why I was so shocked that so many people voted for County Executive Johnny Olszewski, because you can link a lot of this back to when he took office back in 2018. And so, again, we got to get past this, you know, vote blue no matter who. How we do it, I'm not certain. Tiffany, I think you're spot on as far as Democrats trying to run Wes or AOC. If you've noticed, they don't really have anyone else. I was actually thinking about this, like, objectively, to be honest. It was very genuine. I don't know who else they have. Some people are saying, is his name Andy Beshear? Is he, Andy Beshear. Is he the one in Kentucky? I'll double check. There are some that aren't as charismatic or present as well as Wes Moore that could pop up. I did note you also have former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, you know, Mayor Pete, as they call him. He is now making his rounds for national audiences. So he was on the podcast with Andrew Schultz. You know, we actually talked about that last week, actually. And I suspect that he'll probably be on The View in the coming days. You can tell that he's gearing up. He did say, or some people were saying in his camp, that he was thinking about running for a Senate seat in Michigan because he moved out there. I don't think he's going to be able to get that, especially not this quickly. I think they're going to look at him as a carpetbagger, and I don't think he's going to get it. And I also believe in Michigan, when it comes to votes for Pete Buttigieg, and I'm just being honest, you know, as a Black woman in the Black community, I'm just being very honest on how many Black Americans look at the LGBTQ community. You know that it's still very, you know, the community doesn't particularly like it, right? They might not say a whole lot about it, but you still have a decent amount of people that have grown up in the church, still alive and well, that will not vote for a gay man in whether it's, you know, a Senate seat, you know, like a statewide seat, or even in the Oval Office. So I think he's kidding himself if he thinks that he could end up in the Oval Office, especially when you need, you know, so much of the Black vote, especially the Democrat Party. I don't think he could get it. I really don't. I got another text here from Robert. He says, I think in the clip, Governor Wes Moore said he wanted to make people into both, number one, homeowners and renters. Which renters is what caught my attention here, as I think this is the real intention of the future. Nobody will own property. Robert, I did catch that as well. And I would say that is something that Democrats are clear about. And that's why they're always talking about, quote unquote, attainable housing, right? The executive order Johnny O signed before he left the county executive position, basically putting more Section 8 housing and, quote unquote, attainable housing across the county, right? That is what they want. That is what they want. They want us to be inferior to them. That has always been the case. That's why they are so fine with government-assisted programs. And when I talk to people about financial independence and what it would mean to no longer have to be on any assistance, whether it's SNAP, whether it's Section 8, whether it's the assistance with the daycare or child care, when you are able to leave that behind, You feel more free. You've got that freedom now, and you can make more decisions or better decisions in certain areas of your life, in many areas of your life. And it's a level of freedom that you cannot achieve while on or depending on government assisted programs. And I don't know why this continues, but it does. It does. And now it's to the point, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but in many areas of the Black community where you do see a lot of the Section 8 housing voucher holders or what have you, which is not, you know, an awful thing, by the way. I think temporarily, if you need help, you need help. Is it a lifestyle? No. Should four generations of people be on there? No. Right? But if you need help, you need help. If you're not able to go to work, obviously, yes, please. You know, take advantage of the government-assisted programs if you're not an able-bodied American. But at the same time, you see it now where there used to be shame, right? People used to be ashamed of presenting, like, say, their SNAP card or their food stamps. People used to be ashamed to tell people that they were, you know, Section 8 housing voucher holders or they lived in the projects. They took that completely out of the mix, right? That's out of the picture. Now there is no shame. I've seen TikTok videos with people celebrating all the stuff that they can buy with their food stamps because they're now putting more stuff in their cart than somebody like, you know, you or I that are going there and paying out of pocket. And, you know, I wish we'd bring some of that, not the shame part, you know, specifically to the kids and those that are in that situation, but, you know, when do you get back to just giving them the incentive to want to get away from all of that? What, you know, how do we get to this point where everybody's like, not everybody, but there's a large majority of those living on assistance that believe it's just fine and it's just a way of life. I don't know how we got there. I don't know. But I do hear RFK Jr. talking more and more about making sure that when it comes to food stamps, things like that, that they're going to make it just for certain items, right? You know, no longer can you buy like the crab legs and all that other stuff. It's going to be like the bread, the cheese, the eggs, and that. And I'm sure when that happens, you're going to have protests. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say all hell will break loose when that happens. But luckily, it has not happened yet. So so right now, you know, we don't have all that going on just yet. But I think it is going to get, it's going to get a little sticky. But you know what? I voted for this. And I hope that he sees it through. All right. I wanted to tell you real quick here about Governor Westmore being 0-4 before we move on. All right. Number one, he lost to what? The FBI headquarters. That's right. That's no longer coming to Maryland. No, President Trump said, no way, no how. It's not coming to Maryland. So that's lots of jobs there. Now, of course, all the federal workers that were also laid off because of DOGE and, you know, trying to get rid of some of the government waste and abuse. You also have a number two here on the list, the Washington Commanders. According to Governor Westmore, he was very distraught when he found out the Washington Commanders were headed back to D.C. because he believed that they should have been home here in Landover. As we mentioned, he said that there was a memorandum of understanding, MOU, with the Washington Commanders, and they are going to demolish FedEx Field within 90 days. And as I said before, I don't know if that's the best idea. Because aren't there, there's still concerts that are held there, right? That's where I saw Kenny Chesney. I know, you know what? Morgan Wallen was there last summer. So, all right. So here's the thing. They're going to demolish it. Yes, is it going to be an eyesore? Sure. Sure. But if you could still get concerts there, that's at least, you know, something that you could have in there. Now, how bad FedEx Field is, I don't know. But we played that audio clip from Pat McAfee, saying his name correctly here. And he was talking about how FedEx Field is so run down. But if you could get some things like concerts or the circus or stuff there in the meantime, I would think that would bring in some kind of revenue, no? A little bit of tax dollar. I don't, you know. Well, anyways, Governor Westmore wants to demolish it. And that's what they agreed to do. So he's lost out on that. Quantum computing. That's what we were talking about at the beginning of the week. Governor Westmore had this huge press conference saying how Maryland was going to be the hub for quantum computing. And he was even allowing that group, that the company right there in College Park that was receiving federal grants, he said, you know what? I'm putting an IT and data service tax on all these other tech companies. But for you guys, since you're going to make quantum computing's hub Maryland, I'm going to waive that tax for you. Well, turns out that they'd rather go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that's where they're headed. That's where they're headed. So you're not going to get the quantum computing here either. Now, as I mentioned, 0-4. So there's one more. Did you hear about this? Six Flags America. Ba-ba-da-da. That's right. Six Flags. They're leaving. So if you're used to going to Six Flags, I guess, is that considered Bowie, Maryland? Is that considered Bowie or Upper Marlboro? I don't know. Anyways, I know many people have in the past visited Six Flags. When I was a kid, my parents would take us to Six Flags, and then it got a little different. I think that's how my dad described it. A little different. It was a little gangster there for a while, and I don't know if they ever got it back under control. But after seeing some fights and things break out there, my parents did not take us back ever again. They were like, yeah, no, we're not going to Six Flags. We're not going. But we did go when I was much younger. But yeah, so Six Flags is shutting down. They are closing their doors here at the end of the year. And I guess if you want to go to Six Flags America, you should do it this summer because by next year they will be gone. And that is also thousands of jobs, even if they're temporary jobs. Those are thousands of jobs that are now leaving. And so as I mentioned, Governor Westmore 0-4, FBI headquarters, Washington Commanders, Quantum Computing, and Six Flags America, all leaving the state of Maryland. We heard from tech companies. Luckily, you know, they've been doing some reporting there in Fox 45. And we've been hearing from so many companies that are already packing up and leaving the state because of all the taxes and the fees. You most likely heard, especially if you're in Howard County, Baltimore County, you have county executives. Oh, even Harford County, Bob Castley. They've been talking about how the blueprint funding is really going to put them under, and they're trying their best not to tax the residents of their counties to make up for some of the money that they now owe with Blueprint, okay? So not only is it putting all this pressure on the state financially, each local jurisdiction is now going to have to figure out how to come up with money to continue to pay for this thing. And I know Kathy Klausmeier, I think it was at the April 29th meeting they just had, she did announce that she does not want to raise taxes. Now, remember, she's just the interim county executive. She's just kind of sitting in the seat. The next county executive, whoever that may be, I'm sure they're the ones that are going to have to raise the taxes and on Baltimore County residents. And so, you know, they could do like a Johnny O and run on not raising taxes, even though he did as soon as he got in office. They could do that. But we all know this up front now. They're going to have to raise taxes in the county. Howard County says the same. I'm sure Anne Arundel County is going to have to do the same. And then Harford County is, in fact, going to do the same. And Bob Castley, he's fighting hard to not do it. And so I hope that he's successful in that. But he also sat down with Fox 45 and told them that even the projected numbers that they had, they don't even, you know, pan out to be the numbers that are currently what they're facing. The numbers were off. The projections were off. And so they're going to have to come up with this money. And again, this is mandated on the state level thanks to your Maryland General Assembly, which is why the elections in 2026 are so important. Okay, we need to get somebody in there, or many people in there, that can figure out how to actually stop spending and balance the budget. We have great Republicans there. We need more there. All right, coming up next, I want to talk to you about the $14 billion in income that has vanished from New York City. And I also want to address the elephant in the room. Some of you probably saw that this DPW work culture story has been dominating the news cycles. Okay? And I think that it should be. But I'm going to tell you why I haven't really talked about it much. Coming up next.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration.
Yes.
I can't look at it. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I'm running the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hopefully your Friday is getting started off right. And look, if you're listening to WCBM, Your Friday is getting started off right. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. And I know you guys have options, so I appreciate you being here, listening at 9 a.m. to 12 noon to Kid Plastic Live every day. Don't forget, after my show, you got Rob Carson, and he always has a great show planned for you. I wanted to just chat real quick about the $14 billion that's now vanished from New York City. But right before that, I'm going to say, because we were talking about Governor Wes Moore being 0-4, losing the FBI headquarters, losing the Washington Commanders, losing Six Flags America, and losing quantum computing. Chris Papps from Fox 45, he has a post on his X feed, and he's asking, what do you think is going to go next? And that's what it comes down to, because all the taxes, all the fees, and just if you are a business person, right, and you're able to up and leave, you're going to do just that. You're not going to stay in Maryland with the way things are now, right? I mean, you had the Democrats in Annapolis. I mean, we're in a horrible spot. Maryland is the opposite of business friendly, even though Wes Moore said that, you know, during a State of State address, he said, we want to be more business friendly. Well, you're not. You're doing the opposite. Well, anyways, what's the gamble? I don't know what the gamble is. I don't know what the bet should be. What should we put on this, like a dollar or something? I don't know. But my guess is Lockheed Martin. Now, Lockheed Martin's already, you know, winding down their Middle River location. But my guess is Lockheed Martin in Bethesda. That facility there has about 3,000 jobs attached to it. Now, they have other facilities across the state, but I am going to take a wild guess, and I'm going to say they're going to start planning to move. I really am. When you're thinking about the energy costs, and you're thinking about, you know, the taxes, the fees, you're thinking about some of the other states that are near that are surrounding us that are doing just so much better, and they seem to be just so much more advanced, even in technology. Why would you stay? Why would you stay? Why would Lockheed stay, right? Now you've got a lot of those federal workers. You know, they've been laid off. Those that live, you know, in the area, they've been going to D.C. for work. You know, I do believe Lockheed Martin, their Bethesda location, if not all, I think they're going to be headed out the door. Now, I hope that I'm wrong in all of that. I hope that there's a special session this fall, and the Democrats actually come to their senses and agree with Republicans in Annapolis that we are really just hemorrhaging not just the population, but those that are, you know, that are entrepreneurs or would be entrepreneurs. And that's another thing. You've got kids right now coming out of college. They might have wanted to start a tech company or something here in Maryland. Do you think they're going to stay? Absolutely not. Those College Park kids, those graduates, they're going somewhere else. Absolutely. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on this, you can, of course. But also $14 billion vanished in New York City. And we're going to talk about Mike Waltz now that he's no longer the National Secretary Advisor.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade